Good morning, everybody. This is a great day for Jacksonville Jaguars and a milestone event for our general manager, Dave Caldwell. Over the past week, Dave has conducted the search for a new head coach, and I've got to share with you, it's been really a very impressive experience for me. It should be clear to everyone today that Dave's search was not influenced by his relationships, his comfort zone, or any other criteria. His one and only objective was to find the right man, the right person for Jacksonville Jaguars. And I believe he's done so by finding us our head coach, Gus Bradley. So with that, Dave, if you could please do the honors and introduce Gus.
Great. Thanks, Shad. And I'd like to thank Mark Lamping, our president here, for assisting me in this process. It was truly a very great learning experience for me. Obviously, first time going through it, but it was a great experience. And what a difference a week makes from last Friday to this Friday. My number one goal was to get back to this place with the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars as soon as possible. But I wanted to do it with the right person and the right man. And I know I found the right man in Gus Bradley. His passion, his energy, his attention to detail, everything that makes him up as a true football coach is what we have today to lead our team. Gus is a leader of men, and he will bring a positive passion and energy to this city, to this team, and to this organization. So I'm proud to announce Gus Bradley as our new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, I would like to first of all thank Shad and Dave and Mark, the president. It's been a tremendous opportunity. I know that's probably an overly used phrase the last couple of weeks especially, but it has been. It's been dreamlike. What an opportunity to go to interview at the places I had the opportunity to visit with people and to eventually come back to Jacksonville and where it feels like home. And I'm really excited about it. I think, when you talk about people that have great impact on your life, you know, there's been college coaches, there's been high school coaches. I know in the NFL, the John Gruns, the Monty Kiffins, the Jim Moras. But back in Seattle, there's been some very influential people in my life. Pete Carroll has had a great impact on my life and on my coaching style. John Schneider, the GM. I can't thank enough both those two guys for giving me the opportunity to coach in Seattle and to work with the players that we did. And I think probably most importantly, I'd like to thank the players in Seattle. If it wasn't for them, I know I'm humble enough to know that I wouldn't be in this situation. And I think many thanks go out to them for those guys accomplishing a lot of what they've done, the great effort that they put on the field, and I'm very thankful to them. But this is a great opportunity. I'm really excited. I think what sold me on this opportunity was the passion. I'm a defensive coach. I have great passion, great excitement. I'm trying to hold it back a little bit right here. But I think with Shad and Dave and getting a chance to visit with them, and I could just feel the passion coming from them, what they really wanted to accomplish here. And I knew our philosophies meshed together. And it became very exciting, very fast in the interview process. And it's just really exciting, like I said before. I look forward to the challenge to do great things. We have a plan in place. Dave has set up the criteria, the plan that we're looking for, and we're in the process now of trying to fill some assistant coaches and evaluate some of our players. But we're looking forward to the opportunity to work together. I'll leave it open to questions.
Gus, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
When did you know that you were going to be a head coach in the National Football League? Was it the year after you became a coordinator? And second, timing question, when do you expect to start to put together a staff, particularly two coordinators?
Great. You know what? And my philosophy was I'm not very goal-orientated. I know that sounds like you're in the coaching business and you're not goal-orientated. I guess it's professional goals. I never thought about when is it, you know, if I when do I want to become a defensive coordinator? When do I want to become a head coach? I've never been like that. I've always been, I'm a linebacker coach in Tampa Bay. I want to be the best linebacker coach I can be, and all that other stuff will take care of itself. So I guess as far as when did I see myself as a head coach, I really never thought about it. You know, Pete and John in Seattle approached me, said things might be happening for you. You might be prepared for it. But it was during our stretch run, and we were in the playoffs. And in my mind, that was the most important thing, was try to bring a championship to Seattle. So even in that, during that time period, I didn't think much about it. As far as assistant coaches, we're in the process of doing that right now. I think it's, you know, Dave and I have, you know, ultimately it's my responsibility, but I really have worked closely with Dave, and we share ideas together. We're trying to bring in people that have the same philosophy as Sean, and, you know, the passion for the game, the excitement. Let's bring some enthusiasm to Jacksonville like the city deserves, and we're trying to find coaches that have that same type of demeanor.
Hey, Gus. Follow up on the assistant coaches, first time GM, first time head coach. How important is it to get on the offensive side an experienced play caller, or is that not part of the criteria?
It's the best. We're trying to find the best. I know in the process of looking for assistant coaches, some of the mistakes in my conversation with some young coaches that went into it for the first time was they made decisions too quickly. That's been a mistake, and it's important to find out about people because it is a people business. There's going to be some really good times. There's going to be some tough times. And during those tough times, you want really high-quality people with you. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to dig and find them. And I think in our mindset, it doesn't matter NFL, college, it doesn't matter. We're going to find the best. And if it takes some time to do that, it's starting to become put together now. And we're on the right track. And somewhere down the line, we'll announce those candidates and who's going to be part of the staff. But we'll take our time in doing it.
Gus, welcome aboard. In the last couple of days, we've heard the words fiery, personality, energetic, and players coach. What does that mean? Can you give the fans out there kind of a, you know, deep down what you're all about?
Oh, well, I don't know. You know, those words are probably used. I hope, my whole hope is to be genuine. That's it. And I think the players, you know, they see through. They know who we are. And to me, I just want to be me. And we talked about it during the whole head coach search. I love coaching football. I love helping players get better, coaches getting better. And I think for my role right now, I had a great opportunity to lead 30 guys up in Seattle. What I'm most excited about is to lead 80 guys. I love that opportunity to be a part of leading this team and try to maximize everybody, not only the players, but the coaches, and let's do it better than it's ever been done before. And that's really how I've always approached things, and that fit right into the philosophy that both Dave and Sean want.
Hey, Coach, as you make the transition from defensive coordinator to a head coach, can you talk a little bit more specifically about, you know, the offensive philosophy and what you want to see and how it pertains to, you know, we watch all these great quarterbacks play in the NFL, right, and how important that is?
Well, maybe I should say this first. I don't want all games to be 10-7. I think that was the number one question I got asked on the interview is, you're a defensive coordinator, you're a defensive coach, you probably want 3-0 games or 6-3. And, no, you know, we need to be explosive. I think on the offensive side, probably one of the things that I understand is what hurts defenses. You know, what causes us problems? Multiple personnel groupings, multiple formations, diversity with the quarterback run game, with the, you know, the spreading out, the two-back run game, the zone. All things are issues. I have great faith in the offensive coordinator we're going to hire, but we'll work together now on some issues that cause defense great difficulties.
Gus, could you talk about when you were in Philadelphia interviewing for that job, was there any point up there or when you reflected after the interview was over that you thought you were going to be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Great question. I was supposed to fly in there and fly out the same day. And I guess when they asked me to stay overnight, there was thought that it could be a possibility.
Coach, what is your initial impression of the Jaguars roster?
We haven't had a chance to really go through it. I've met Paz this morning. I've talked to Mo on the phone, and just their initial reaction, their excitement to bring a championship here to Jacksonville, I can feel their passion, and it's been great. I know the evaluation process, that's one of the next steps that we'll take right after getting our assistant coaches in place, and we'll be able to better tell you that in the next few weeks.
Do you plan to keep any of the current assistant coaches, or are you going to start totally fresh?
We're in that process now. So, you know, until I get a chance to visit with everybody and Dave and I visit with it, you know, we'll know more in the next couple of days.
Do you have any plans for the quarterback? You watch Matt Flynn every day in practice. Do you have any opinions?
No, he's part of the Seattle roster right now. So, you know, he's a Seahawk.
Hey, Gus, Sunday, last-second loss, Monday interview, Tuesday travel, Wednesday interview. What's the week been like in terms of a whirlwind, and how are you able to sort of keep your head on straight?
Well, I only have two suits in Jacksonville, I know that, so I was scrambling a little bit there. But it has been a whirlwind, but it's been a really high energy. I mean, you can imagine playing in the game against Atlanta and, you know, to go through it and then, you know, the unfortunate part of losing in the last second, and then to get on a plane and fly to Philly and then come down here. But it's been a great experience. What I've found out, I truly believe in the NFL there's a lot of really good people. There's a lot of really good people and coaches in the league that have really stepped up and helped me with this decision process. But I think coming back to Jacksonville, there's a high regard for this franchise, a really high regard for the people in place here, the leadership, from Shad to Dave, you know, to Mark, the president. I think when I talked to people around the league and they said, there's something special going on down there, Gus. There's a lot of good things. The community wants a winner. They're starving for a championship, and you're going to have great passion. So it really got my passion going. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm all about as a person, and I think it's going to be a great fit.
Dave, there were eight vacancies in the NFL, seven of them filled with offensive guys. You went defensive. Was it just this because of him, or was it this? Are you following maybe the model in Indianapolis and Atlanta? Can you take us through some of that?
No, I think last week we talked about the process of whether they need head coaching experience, offense, defense, and from the get-go, I was looking for the right person, the leader of the team, the leader of men, the leader of this franchise, and whether it's offense, defense, they're all good coaches, but I was looking for the right leader of this team.
I guess question for Dave and Gus. Dave talked last week about how quickly he knew that he wanted to work with Shad. Interview process on Wednesday, did you know pretty quick?
Well, you can go.
Go ahead.
Like I said, it took me about 2 seconds to know that I wanted to be with Shad. It took me about 2.1 to know that I wanted to be with Gus. So.
No, it did. I think it was just the energy that I felt and the passion. You know, if it didn't work out, I was going back to a great place, too. I had a great situation. So it had to be something that really, I think, in my mind, in my heart, that it was a good match. And once I was in the building and went through the whole process and understood the vision that we want to take this, it was a no-brainer. I'm telling you, it was that easy. And, you know, then it was back to trying to sell myself to say, you know, I would love to be here.
It was quite an easy process. It started at about 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, and we finished up about 2 in the morning. By the time we kind of got done talking about the team and the vision of this franchise, so it was good.
Gus, the last two head coaches that have stood right where you are right now have talked about having an explosive offense. It's like the catchword for
right. All
coaches use. But it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be able to do it. What do you feel are the necessary steps to be able to do that?
Well, I think that, you know, the running game, if you talk about establishing the run, if you can run the ball in the NFL, it gives you the opportunity to be more explosive. And I think that's around the league. So I think one of the first things that we need to do is establish the run. And then that will allow us to be more of an attacking offense. And establishing the run could be through the quarterback. It could be through the running backs. It could be through, you know, some of the quick passing game, anything that puts strains on it that way. But I think the number one thing that we have to do is we have to evaluate talent. So one of the things we did in Seattle on the defensive side, we first got hired, we took a look at all the talent, and we maybe had some personnel placement. We moved some guys from different positions, and we said, here's who we got. Let's put them in the best position to make plays and give us the best opportunity to be successful. And I don't think it's any different here. I think that we've got to look at personnel and place them in a position where they have the best opportunity to succeed. And hopefully in doing that, we become more explosive.
You mentioned a plan and a vision. That's all the same. Is there a timetable on that plan and vision? Do you allow yourself to do that? And Shad had mentioned last week, it's just a rebuild,
right,
bottom to top. So do you understand that there may be growing pains along the way and it
sure,
can't happen overnight?
I'm sure there are. Our whole focus, and the whole focus with the team, is just going to be to get better. And I think that's what the city of Jacksonville, the fans of Jacksonville, have got to understand. And everybody has just got to play to their capabilities, and then when they get to that point, we got to maximize them. Everybody's got to do that. And if we can do that, and our whole focus is on getting better, we're going to win a lot of games now. We will win. It will just take care of itself. I promise you on that, that if we do those things, we have the opportunity to win a lot of games. How about that? It just happens. I saw in Seattle now, we had like the second or the third youngest defense in the league. And we had a vision to say, nothing is going to jeopardize us from playing fast. Nothing. We're not going to get things overly complicated. That's our whole objective, and our whole focus was on just getting better. It wasn't on winning this or winning that or this a big game. It was just every opportunity was a chance to get better, and it just took care of itself. It was great, and I've been looking for that vision for 23 years, and I think I finally understood it in Seattle that the players really responded to it, and that same philosophy is going to be here. Get better. Everything we do, compete and do it better than it's ever been done before. And let's see where it takes us now. And, you know, and if we do that, I like our chances.
Dave, up until maybe an hour, a couple hours before Gus was brought aboard, there was a lot of speculation about a good friend of yours, Greg Roman, a possibility here. Was he given consideration, and did it come into play, the fact that he's with the 49ers, and you might have had to wait a couple weeks to talk with him?
You know, I don't know where the speculation came from just because of the ties that Greg and I have. And like I said, Greg's a heck of a football coach, and he's going to be a great head coach in this league. I believe that. And as far as the timetable goes, it was a little bit of a factor, but I knew right away that when I found the right person, I was going to know. And the right person to lead this franchise was Gus. I had a very good friend of mine tell me, when you interviewed the right head coach for you, you're going to know right away. I knew right away that Gus was a guy for this franchise.
Coach, congratulations. First of all, did you bring Seattle's weather with you down here? It was 80 degrees 2 days ago.
I know. Our whole family, we were talking about it before, was that we're pretty pale because we haven't seen the sun for a while. But, no, I hope we didn't bring this.
Seriously, though, over the past couple of years, we've had quite the turnover in the head coaching position.
Right.
How do you plan on staying here in Jacksonville and being a permanent coaching figure here?
Well, just like I said before, is our whole mindset is to be better every day and to really compete in everything we do. And not only just compete on the field or in our coaching staff, but throughout the whole building. And we're really asking Jacksonville to take on that same mentality. Let's take great pride in the organization. Let's take great pride in the team, great pride in the community. We have an unbelievable community and a city. And let's take it and run with it, and let's see where we can take this. And, if we have that mentality, then, time is not a factor,
Shad, without bashing the previous regime too much, how different is the energy with these two guys versus, the others? I mean, it just seems like it's a 180-degree flip. And do you expect that to pay dividends in selling the franchise, not selling it, but selling the team in terms to fans and stuff?
Mark, I think the fans have really supported us. Okay, I think you saw that last season, and I think for me, that's why I think, you know, have to do the right thing, which is to be candid, do a self-assessment where we are and the changes we need to make moving forward. Dave and Gus are, you know, two examples of where I think the franchise needs to be. The quality of people, the commitment, the passion, the energy, really to win, to make a difference, to get better.
And then back to Gus. You have any ideas offensively and defensively? You're a 4-3 guy. Is that pretty much what you're going to bring? And offensively, any kind of any?
No, you know what? After we evaluate the tape, I know they did a lot of 4-3, and that's primarily what they are. I've had experience in Seattle. We were 4-3 with a mix of 3-4. It was a good changeup because I think difficulties for some offenses to prepare against. So, but it's really based on the personnel that we have and what we want to grow into, and no different offensively.
Gus, Caldwell's got a 5-year contract. Is that the same? Are you both have 5-year contracts?
I believe mine's 4.
4? Okay. What is a realistic view of how many years you think this take to be a playoff team?
That's a great question. We'd all love to know the answer to that. And I'm going to stick to our philosophy. Just get better every day, and those things will take care of itself. I just truly believe that, and I think we need to, our players need to hear that message. It's not about winning right now, and we gotta, it's, you know, that's the, I mean, obviously that's important, but that is not our focus. It's to get better in everything we do, compete in every drill, every activity, in the off season, and everything we do, and then just trust that those things will take care of themselves.
Gus, is your official first name Paul or Casey, and how did Gus come about?
That might be a 5-minute discussion. my birth certificate, it's Paul. We're a Catholic family, and my great-great-great-grandmother wanted me to be born with a saint's name. My mom and dad loved the name Casey, so they said, on the birth certificate, it's Paul, but we'll call him Casey. And by the time I was one, I had a nickname of Gus, and that's the one that stuck. So I know that in itself is a story. My brother gave it to me when I was little, and it just stuck through elementary school and college and in the NFL.
Shad, a year ago when you were introduced as owner, you said you had great passion for the NFL but didn't know a lot about it. How much smarter about the NFL are you now than you were a year ago?
You know, I'm still learning, and I hope to be smarter maybe next year, okay? But, you know, life's a learning experience, and it's about getting better, continuous improvement. So hopefully I'll be a little bit better next year. But I think with these two gentlemen sitting on my side, I think the Jaguars are going to be a much better team.